Raise the alarm on my holy mountain. Let everyone tremble in fear, because the day of the Lord is upon us. It is a day of darkness and gloom, a day of thick clouds and deep blackness. But suddenly, like dawn spreading across the mountains, a great and mighty army appears. Nothing like it has been seen before, or will ever be seen again. Fire burns in front of them, and flames follow after them. Ahead of them lies the land, as beautiful as the Garden of Eden. Behind them is nothing but desolation. Not one thing escapes. They look like horses. They charge forward like war horses. Look at them as they leap along the mountaintops. Listen to the noise they make, like the rumbling of chariots, like the roar of fire sweeping across a field of stubble, or like a mighty army moving into battle. Fear grips all the people. Every face grows pale with terror. The attackers march like warriors and scale city walls like soldiers. Straight forward they march, never breaking rank. They never jostle each other. Each moves in exactly the right position. They break through the defenses without missing a step. They swarm over the city and run along its walls. They enter all the houses, climbing like thieves through the windows. The earth quakes as they advance, and the heavens tremble. The sun and moon grow dark, and the stars no longer shine. The Lord is at the head of the column. He leads them with a shout. This is His mighty army, and they follow His orders.
All right, we got something going on. Are you seeing the screen, Miss Tammy? It looks like a black screen. No, you're not seeing a screen. No screen. Okay, interesting. All right. Okay. Sorry about that, you guys. Something is, I've done something and I don't know what. Sorry about that. I'm going to play that again and bear with me. I'm going to see if I can get the technical difficulty solved. Y'all be praying.
Sound the trump in Zion. Raise the alarm on my holy mountain. Let everyone tremble in fear, because the day of the Lord is upon us. It is a day of darkness and gloom, a day of thick clouds and deep blackness. But suddenly, like dawn spreading across the mountains, a great and mighty army appears. Nothing like it has been seen before, or will ever be seen again. Fire burns in front of them, and flames follow after them. Ahead of them lies the land, as beautiful as the Garden of Eden. Behind them is nothing but desolation. Not one thing escapes. They look like horses. They charge forward like war horses. Look at them as they leap along the mountaintops. Listen to the noise they make, like the rumbling of chariots, like the roar of fire sweeping across a field of stubble, or like a mighty army moving into battle. Fear grips all the people. Every face grows pale with terror. The attackers march like warriors and scale city walls like soldiers. Straight forward they march, never breaking rank. They never jostle each other. Each moves in exactly the right position. They break through the defenses without missing a step. They swarm over the city and run along its walls. They enter all the houses, climbing like thieves through the windows. The earth quakes as they advance, and the heavens tremble. The sun and moon grow dark, and the stars no longer shine. The Lord is at the head of the column. He leads them with a shout. This is His mighty army, and they follow His orders.
All right, anybody see anything yet? Nothing. Okay. Nothing. Okay. All right. Sorry, but everybody, just hang on tight. I'm going to figure this out. Jesus is going to help me. I know He does. He always does.
Sound the trump in Zion. Raise the alarm on my holy mountain. Let everyone tremble in fear, because the day of the Lord is upon us. It is a day of darkness and gloom, a day of thick clouds and deep blackness. But suddenly, like dawn spreading across the mountains, a great and mighty army appears. Nothing like it has been seen before or will ever be seen again. Fire burns in front of them, and flames follow after them. Ahead of them lies the land, as beautiful as the Garden of Eden. Behind them is nothing but desolation. Not one thing escapes. They look like horses. They charge forward like war horses. Look at them as they leap along the mountaintops. Listen to the noise they make, like the rumbling of chariots, like the roar of fire sweeping across a field of stubble, or like a mighty army moving into battle. Fear grips all the people. Every face grows pale with terror. The attackers march like warriors and scale city walls like soldiers. Straight forward they march, never breaking rank. They never jostle each other. Each moves in exactly the right position. They break through the defenses without missing a step. They swarm over the city and run along its walls. They enter all the houses, climbing like thieves through the windows. The earth quakes as they advance, and the heavens tremble. The sun and moon grow dark, and the stars no longer shine. The Lord is at the head of the column. He leads them with a shout. This is His mighty army, and they follow His orders.
I apologize, still nothing. Okay, I'm still working on it, trying to figure it out.
Then I saw heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Hey there, patriots. I must have hit some kind of button. I appreciate you guys being so patient with me. You guys are the best. I love you guys so much. Praise the Lord. I'm so thankful He helped me to figure this out. Yay. Thank you for praying, Tammy. Thank you for praying, everybody. Welcome, you guys. I'm Melissa Redpill. I am with the Freedom Force Battalion. We are looking at the current events in the light of God's Word. This is biblical. We've been doing this for 8 years. We've been fighting in this battle. You're going to love today's lesson. It's on Haggai. You may have never read the book of Haggai. It's two short little chapters, but you're going to love it. And it's talking about you because that's what you are doing. Really, I'm just going to tell you the end at the beginning. It's really about you building God's house on earth. This is what you're doing every day with every post you make, with every truth that you're telling everywhere you go, with whatever you're doing to build up the house of the Lord, to bring peace and righteousness and love in this world. That's what you're doing. And this is what the Lord had told Haggai. He wanted the people to do, and then the world would be blessed. So that's what this is the amazing day that we're living in. The Lord has touched our hearts so that we are all together working in unison on this. This is no doubt the Spirit of the Lord. Good morning, Tammy. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
Good. Your microphone's working. Everything's working. Yay. Praise the Lord. Okay. So today we are doing, if you guys are new, go to melissaredpill.com or freedomforce.live, and you can find all the resources over there. And here is I was going to show you that in a minute, but this is the playlist. If you go to videos right here and you go to playlists, then you will see all these playlists of videos that we've done since 2018. And these are the ones that we're doing right right now the group study on the minor prophets. And so this is where you'll see the, we already have four videos done. Today is we're working on number five. And so it's going to be really, really, this is going to be an easy one. We're going to get to Zechariah. That will not be as easy. It'll probably take about 5 weeks to do the Zechariah. But Haggai is going to be super, super easy. But right there, you can catch up if you are behind. I'll pop the link over in the in the chat, so you can have that. And also, you can maybe if Songbird's here or Coast Rider, somebody put that over in the comment section. I would really appreciate it. And so also, don't forget, hit the like button right now. Everybody hit it right now before we get started, because you know we'll forget. So hit this, and always make sure you're subscribed to all of our social media right over there on freedomforce.live and Melissa Redpill. Either one, you can go find it either way. It's right there. You can find all of our social media. The audiobooks on End Times are over there. The intro on End Times is over there. And the newsletter. I just sent out the newsletter. Finally, we've got a new plan so that I can not let that fall out to the wayside. So if you didn't get it, maybe look in your spam folder, in your junk folder. It should be right there. And it's, what was the title of it? Tammy, what did I call it?
Well, our insiders.
Millie something. Yeah. Anyway, something like that. Yeah, find out what it's called so everybody can look for it and find it. Lots of goodies in there for you. Lots of things that I have been given, and I'm giving them to you because they said I could give them away. So this is, and then things that I have created that we maybe put on the website you might not know about. So lots of goodies for you for in the newsletter. So yeah. I guess that's
your insider news. Is that what you're talking about?
Melly's insider news. Is that the news? The subject line?
Yeah. Subject line says, wait a minute. That was the second one. But,
okay. It's okay. It's okay. We don't have to worry about it. We can.
Have Team Melly newsletter, insider news.
There you go. That's it. Yeah. Team. That's what I called it. Of all things. That's a crazy name for it. Team Melly newsletter. Try to make it easy for you guys to find. Yes. Thank you, Songbird. Hey, Songbird. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. All right. So if you guys are new here and you don't know, we write books and explain what's going on biblically. If you've been wanting to know what's happening biblically, this is the place to be. This is what the great news about End Times. But you can sign up for the newsletter right here on social. Let me go back to this. Go to social. Go to newsletter right there. Okay. And we'll do them like once a quarter. But these are the books that I've written on End Times. I've been teaching God's Word for many, many years, and the Lord helped me to decode what's going on biblically, and that's where they are, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. If you don't hear one more word I say, remember it's the End Times for them and 1,000 Years of Peace for us. That's where we're headed on earth, as it is in heaven. We're not leaving. We're going to have peace on earth. The Golden Age is the 1,000 Years of Peace. All right, and then also I have the book End Times, This is Biblical. You're going to have to find stories of all these wonderful stories about that you maybe haven't even heard. Jehoshaphat. Maybe you don't know about that one. That's actually in the newsletter. I sent you a chapter, the audiobook chapter on Jehoshaphat. You'll love that story. It's in the newsletter. And also just stories about like Gideon and Jael and all these wonderful people who've gone in our history that you might not even know about, but we are reenacting all the things that they had done. Because we're finally completing the task that they've been working on for thousands of years, and we're going to end up removing the cabal from us. Praise the Lord. And also, today we're working on major clues from minor prophets. If you can find the study guide a little bit farther down, get the study guide right here, major clues from minor prophets study guide. We're on, like I said, chapter 5. We're going to pray, and then we're going to get started. Let's pray. Thank you again so much, Lord. Thank you for helping me get this technical difficulty worked out. I thank you for all the wonderful Freedom Force Battalion members. I thank you for how you have brought us together and how you are guiding us through this, all this mayhem, all this craziness, all this literal war that we're in, but that we're going to have this beautiful golden age once we burst through and these people are gone. You said in your word, they'll be gone from us. We will look for our enemies and they'll be gone. We're just so excited about this beautiful days of health and wealth and peace that are coming. And we just thank you that you are using us to build your house. What an honor, what a privilege. And that we know it's your spirit that is guiding us every day. Lead us right now as we study your word. Help us to know in our hearts what you want us to know so that we can continue the task that you have given to each one of us. You have speak to each one of our hearts and tell us what you want each one of us to do. What a, just an honor it is to be in your army. And we praise you and we love you and we thank you, Jesus, that you bought all this for us, this wonderful day and this wonderful future we have on earth. You bought this with your own blood on the cross, and because you love us so much and you're saving us because you love us so much. We pray all this in your wonderful name, Jesus. Amen. Amen. All righty, let's do it. Let's do it. So this is Haggai, my lovely assistant, is here to help us. So go ahead and get started on this one. I'm going to make it a little bit bigger for everybody, right? Go ahead.
Okay, nobody ever pays attention to the minor prophets except for Haggai. And why do the preachers normally go to Haggai in sermons? For when they're wanting money.
Right, right. Yep, yep. It's got verses that can stick it to the people to make them feel bad if they're not opening their checkbooks enough. You know, you're already giving your tithe, but you got to give more because we got to build this fancy building. I'm not against a fancy building. I like fancy buildings. I like a place for us to meet. I'm not trying to say we shouldn't support the local church. I'm not saying that. Okay. But I do find it interesting. I do find it very interesting that this is the only minor prophet book that I've ever heard preached on, you know, of any consequence. Maybe they'll pick a verse here and pick a verse there, but really never, never, never spend time in the minor prophets. And so I thought always of my whole life that this was just old, you know, history and like, okay, it really didn't apply to us. I was so wrong. These minor prophets were telling us about our wonderful future. They were telling us about this day when we would wake up, like that chapter in Joel, that verse in Joel that I read at the beginning. So when it was dark screen, but yeah, can't wait to get to that chapter. But anyway, you know, we never really focused on these books. Didn't even realize that Zechariah is almost exactly the book of Revelation in the Old Testament. Never knew any of that. This is the book right here, End Times, Major Clues from Minor Prophets. Here's the answer key, but don't do that unless you do your study guide first. But anyway, so yeah, Haggai, yeah, there you go. The Haggai is the verse. It has a verse, and we'll get to it, where it's talking about, you know, come build, you need to build the church, build the temple, build the house of God. But that's not what... He was not talking about a building fund. This book of the Bible is not there to help people, preachers, to have a sermon to go to build build up their building fund. So what is question number two?
Okay. Haggai is not about a building fund. It's not about a building. What is it about?
Right.
It's about the Lord's house.
Exactly. What does that mean? What do you mean by that, Tammy?
Oh, that means about, and who are all at the Lord's house with? We are the Lord's house for righteousness, for goodness, for peace, for justice, for everything that's good in the world about him.
Amen. Amen. And I was just listening to a podcast by Tucker Carlson and this very liberal person. It's very interesting when the top conservative and the top liberal get together and they're actually having consensus. Something big is going on, but they're talking about how the whole, like, she's from California, and she says the whole thing has just fallen apart, just completely come undone. Most beautiful state, really, let's just be honest, California is really a beautiful state, and they've completely wrecked it, completely destroyed it, and I don't want to go into all the details about the fire. I mean, it's just awful, and so what happens is if the evildoers take over, that is what you get, and so you want to make sure that you have righteousness in every area. So that won't happen, that the whole thing won't come down around your ears. So it's about building up, like you said, Tammy, building up righteousness and peace and God's people in the world. And that is why I said this whole book is about you. This is what you guys are doing every day. This is what I know you do because you repost, you know, the post that I put on social media. I'm sure you're going, you know, other places and sharing, you know, everywhere you possibly can. I'm sure you're sending out emails and texts, and you're doing whatever you can do in your community as the Lord leads you. And this is what this chapter is about. All right. So yeah, someone was saying they couldn't stay. So I'm like, okay, that's basically the chapter right there. All right. So let's read some of it. And this is actually starting in Zechariah. I just wanted to pop this one verse in here from Zechariah before we get started on Haggai.
Okay, these are the things that you shall do. Speak every man the truth with his neighbor. Execute the judgment of truth and peace in your gates. And let none of you devise evil in your hearts against his neighbor, and love no false oath. For all these are things that I hate, says Yahweh.
Right. Of course. I mean, if you want to just wrap it all up in a nutshell, this is what the Lord says we've got to do to have a peaceful and just society. And so the things won't come, you know, crashing down. And just like what has been happening, and you know, if we have a peaceful and just society, righteousness and justice in our society, then you won't have all these things happening to children. I mean, just on and on it goes. Everything will be set right. And that's what's going to happen in the golden age. So that's about building up the house. So, yeah, not to devise evil against in your hearts against your neighbor. You know, everyone, you know, like what the New World Order has done, let's just be honest. We want everyone to love their neighbor as themselves. Treat everyone fairly, you know, and not try to take from someone and, like what they've done, you know, damaging on purpose our health, taking away, you know, the peace in the streets, wrecking someone's health with drugs. I mean, on and on it goes, right? So this is what the Lord says he wants to have in this house called earth. This is what he wants to have happen in the earth. Okay, so the Lord heard what the people were saying in response. And he told, what did he tell? Let's see. And he told Haggai this. Okay, go ahead to do number four.
What were the people saying to the Lord? Haggai 1:2. This is what Yahweh of armies says. These people say, the time hasn't yet come. The time for Yahweh's house to be built. So they're saying, not yet. They weren't wanting to do it right now.
Right, right. Exactly. Big problem. Big problem that the people were putting other things ahead of doing of God's house, and they were physically, they were talking about the physical building, okay? So you can see how a preacher could use this to really put the screws to people, right? And really, really, you know, make them feel guilty about if they didn't really just, you know, put themselves in a difficult financial position to help in the building fund. You know, and again, I'm not saying that we don't support the local church. I definitely do want to do that. But what does that really mean? Is it about a big building? And it's really about what Haggai is saying. It's about more than that. It's about much more than that. We've seen buildings all checkered all across this country. And obviously that's not solving the problem of having righteousness and peace and unity in our country or in any country. So that's not clearly the answer. You know, yes, support the local church as long as they're doing the job of making sure to bring righteousness and peace. And the big part of that is to have the word spoken. All of it. And to be a part of bringing this unity so that you've got not just one political faction, but both political factions where you can say, let's not let them trick us into being against each other, but let's all come together in unity. That's what the church has to be. But unfortunately, what it's been is you've got a Republican church basically and a Democrat church, and it hasn't been about bringing people together, right? So, right. Yeah, but they were saying, oh, the time hasn't come to build this house. They're saying, oh, you know, we've got to build, you know, our own house. And I understand, and he understands that too. You guys are busy, I'm sure, many of you either raising children, paying the bills, going to work, but you still are finding time to share the truth about what's going on with the New World Order. You're still finding time to get the truth out. And that's really what it's about. It's not that you would devote every minute of your day, but that you would, you know, make this a priority to build up righteousness. And I know that each one of you is asking the Lord, okay, Lord, what do you want me to do in my community? Yes, I'm doing things where I reach people outside of my community, maybe, you know, with social media that you reach people you may never have met. I'm sure you're trying to reach your family members and your friends, but maybe something else that you might do. Maybe you, you know, like I ran for school board or you know, the city council, or like one of my dear friends does, she helps with the food, supplying food to the people who are struggling. I mean, whatever the Lord leads you to do, where it's, the Lord puts it on your heart, so that we're not just doing our own thing. And that's really what Haggai, I didn't want the people just living their own lives and not really caring about others. When you're out helping others, it's unlikely that you fall into the trap of doing evil to someone, right? When you're trying to help, then that keeps you from doing something bad, something wrong to someone. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what did the people forget? Number five, Miss Tammy.
That actually building the house would benefit them as well.
Yep.
You know, it was for their good, for their, the things within their community, yes, and without.
It's, yeah. It was. Exactly. It's like, well, this is not doing it for the Lord. Let's just be honest. The Lord's in heaven. He's good. He's good. We need to build up the house of the Lord here so it's good for humanity. We are the world. We are the children, right? We are the ones who make a brighter day, so let's start giving. Yeah, of course, I know not a penny of that probably went to the kids. Don't even get me started on that. But the point, though, I think that Michael Jackson was singing that song. He's like, you know, we want to, you know, help everyone. We want to, you know, we are each other. We are a one big giant family, ultimately. So, you know, that's what you forget is, if these people have forgotten, you haven't. You guys haven't. You know, it's one of my pet peeves with preachers. They always talk down to the people in the pews. They're like, we're here. We're the ones who are fighting in the battle. So you guys are in here fighting the battle. So it's just a good reminder, though, for us to not forget that this is benefiting us. This benefits us if we will do this in the world, and it's obedience to the Lord for sure, but it's also good for us. All right, now we're going to read Haggai 1 verses 3 through 6. We're finally jumping in here on Haggai. Go ahead.
Okay. Then Yahweh's word came by Haggai the prophet, saying, is it a time for yourselves to dwell in your paneled houses while the house lies waste? Now, therefore, this is what Yahweh of armies says. Consider your ways. You have sown much and bring in little. You eat, but you don't have enough. You drink, but you aren't filled with drink. You clothe yourselves, but no one is warm. And he who earns wages to put them into a bag with holes in it.
Right. Yep. Okay, so isn't that what we've seen? We work so hard, and it's hard to even, you know, keep it together financially. And that's what he's saying. It's because these the ones who've risen to power have just taxed us, and they put us in a position where things are more expensive than they should be, and where it's hard to, you know, the wages are kept low. Right, all this is intentional, and because the evildoers have risen to power and taken over, and thank goodness for President Trump and how this is all turning around. Praise the Lord, because we can't go anymore like this. This has just been too hard on so many people. You know, you drink, but you're not filled. You're still thirsty. You clothe yourselves, but no one's warm. He who earns wages to put them in a bag with holes in it. Right? Isn't that the way it's felt? That you work so hard, and it's like, where'd all the money go? It just all just disappears. And that's the problem when you don't have a righteous society. When you have a righteous society, then you know, everybody has the things that they need. Now, what's so cool, I just shared a couple of posts about Bukele. Uh-oh. Anyway, I've got my little new puppy over here. I didn't want to wake her up. Anyway, so remember, Bukele is the president, I guess it's called the president of El Salvador. I don't know if you knew this, but that is the poorest country in all the world. And up until recently, it was the most crime-ridden country and the most dangerous country in the entire world. Number one most dangerous country. And it was just, misused, mistreated, mismanaged for so long, and there's the whole thing went just, it just like hell on earth. It was awful, awful. And he came in, and Tucker was asking him, how did you make this, you know, this to do this gigantic turnaround? Because now it's the safest place in the entire world, at least in the Western Hemisphere, the safest. How about that? I mean, that's amazing. He said, well, I have two two answers. One is the political answer, and one is what really happened. So, yeah, I shared this on social media. You guys go back and watch this. Just a few, last night I posted about 5 o'clock on 725. 25. He said, you know, we went in and we, you know, we had to get 70,000 criminals and also people who were protecting them. We had to, you know, it was just a very dangerous thing for anyone to ever let anyone know about these criminals. It was just terrible. And they were satanic. These people were doing Satan worship and harming babies. It was just awful. It was just like hell on earth. And he said, we went in, we brought in the military, we brought in, you know, all these people and we got rid of, you know, put them behind bars and brought judgment on them, the ones who were doing evil. He says, but the real answer is we went into our meetings and we discussed what was happening and we prayed. How about that? That's basically the story of Haggai. It's like, if you don't watch out, if you let the evildoers take over, if you don't prioritize bringing righteousness in the earth, then it's going to turn into what El Salvador was, like hell on earth. So evil, so horrible. And you don't have food to eat, water to drink. You don't have anything because you don't even have peace. You don't even have, you know, place to lay your head because you're so afraid somebody will come in and kill you. I mean, it was just that evil was going on. And that's what happened. And now they've prioritized prayer. They prioritized God's word. And he says everyone in the cabinet was a believer, and the Lord turned it around. How beautiful is that? That's what we're witnessing for our country. That's what we're witnessing for our country. I would just praise the Lord. I'm just so thankful. All right, so yeah, this is what he's saying. You know, this is what's happening here, that the whole thing is falling down around your ears. So put his kingdom first. As our Lord Jesus says, let me see if I can quote it. Put my kingdom first and all these other things will be added to you. Quote that for me, Tammy. How's it go? Yeah, don't worry. I'll figure it out. Basically, he said, put my kingdom first and all these other things will be added to you. Yeah. Right? And so that's what he's wanting us to do. Put this all first, and that's what so many people are doing. I mean, it's to the point where I know that a lot of us are like, you know, not really, we're neglecting our regular work because we're so focused, but we need to be because there's so many people who are not maybe doing the job, who are still asleep. And so we're really putting this first. You know, we've redoubled our efforts as never before. I know I am. I know you are, Tammy. I know everybody on the Freedom Force Battalion is. All right. So I think that answers what's the Lord really talking about, right? Was there anything we need to add on number 7?
No, I don't think so. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Then. Okay.
A just society.
Say it again.
Oh, I just said it's a just society. That's
right.
Pretty much. Right. The kingdom is.
Yep. And the thing is, you don't realize how important it is until it's gone. Right. And And now we've realized that this is, we can't go like this. And when we found out that these people were, what they're doing, they're pedophiles and hurting kids, I'm like, we can't have a country like that. I didn't, no one had any idea. All right, so let's read Haggai 1, 7 through 11. What is the Lord saying about what's happening and why? Go ahead.
Okay. This is what Yahweh of armies says. Consider your ways. Go up to the mountains, bring wood, and build the house. I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, says Yahweh. You looked for much, and behold, it came to you little. And when you brought it home, I blew it away. Why, says Yahweh of armies? Because of my house that lies waste, while each of you is busy with his own house. Therefore, for your sake, the heavens withhold the dew, and the earth withholds its fruit. I called for a drought on the land, on the mountains, on the grain, on the new wine, on the oil, on that which the ground produces, on men, on livestock, and on all the labor of the hands.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. So he said, go make this a priority. You have to go make this a priority. And the Lord knew who our enemy was and what they were doing against us. He knew. And he says, you have to, you know, for your own sakes, you have to put this as a priority. And I think, you know, many of us have, you know, in the past, we've neglected this. We didn't realize what we were up against. We didn't realize who, what they were doing to us. And so the Lord says, in my house lays waste. And unfortunately, I got to just be honest. I just wish to pieces that the church would really wake up and understand how they're being, you know, misled on some of these things, especially, you know, international conflicts, that they're being used. And they're also being used to cause the people to just stand down in the Battle of Armageddon and to think, okay, we're just escaping Earth and we don't have to worry about fighting. They don't are not really guiding most churches, at least that I've been to, are not really guiding the people to stand up and fight in this Battle of Armageddon. You know, most of them don't even realize that this is the Battle of Armageddon. They don't even realize this is the Battle of Armageddon. What is that? Anyway, and even stand up and fight. Because then most of them think, well, we're not ever going to know who the Antichrist is. If you're new to the channel, the Antichrist is the New World Order, this criminal network, satanic criminal cabal, that's controlled the money and the health and the wars and all that. And most people don't, the churches are not teaching that. So they haven't identified that this is our enemy, and to even stand up and fight against them. Who do you even know who you're fighting if you don't even, you know, how to fight if you don't even know who the enemy is? Anyway, so the Lord says, I'm going to withhold all these things, the drought on the land, the mountains, the grain, the new wine, the oil, on which and that on which the ground produces, on men, on livestock, and on all the labor of the hands. You know, I'm going to have to withhold, kind of like if a child is disobeying, you've got to withhold the blessings because for their benefit. It's not to harm them, but to wake them up. And that's what's happened. Let's just look at what's happened. We've seen this happen in our world, that because all this happened during the Biden administration with all these children. Stephen Miller just said it was 450,000 children. I mean, it's just horrifying, horrifying. And this is what has happened because we allowed, you know, all of America allowed the evildoers to take over and to cheat on the election. Thank God for Mike Lindell, how hard he's working. Poor thing, he's lost everything just about. He's $10 million in debt because of how hard he's working for our country. So let's all make sure to support him however we possibly can. MyPillow.com, MyPillowTrial.com, you know, and also MyPillow.com and /Melly. He's got some specials going on. I'll show you at the end. But it's just the people who, you know, who have been really fighting hard have taken it on the chin. Poor Steve Bannon going to prison, right? All these things have happened to snap us into reality, to wake up and to fight, you know, and I would never have awakened if it hadn't been for that snapping me into reality, realizing the WikiLeaks and realizing these people with their emails of all the evil that they were doing. Thank God we're awake now and we're fighting now, right? And that's why the Lord doesn't have to withhold the blessings. The blessings can start to flow because now we're fighting the real enemy. And thank you, H. Clay. Thank you, H. Clay. That was the word I needed. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and all these things.
Thank you.
And his right. That's the word I needed was seek. Thanks, H. Clay. Seek ye first the kingdom. I need to add that to this chapter because that verse is perfect. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness. And all these other things will be added to you. Right? And I need to add that verse because that is the perfect verse for Haggai. He's telling us, seek ye first the kingdom. Right? So, I don't know why I never really thought about that verse, how it coincides with Haggai. All right. Now, number 9, Haggai 1:14-15.
Okay. Yahweh stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel.
Zerubbabel.
Thank you.
That's Zerubbabel. Not an easy name. Zerubbabel. What mom would name her kid Zerubbabel?
The son of...
Okay. Shealtiel. Shealtiel. That's how I say it. Shealtiel.
Yaltel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of
Jehozadak. Jehozadak.
All the path. The high priest. This was great.
Sorry.
And the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came and worked on the house of Yahweh of armies, their God. In the 24th day of the month, in the sixth month, in the second year of Darius the king.
Yes. Yes, amen. All right. Yeah, I'm sorry about all these names. Maybe this is why nobody read the Minor Prophets. These names are so bad. So bottom line, forget all the names. It doesn't so much matter. But they all got busy the remnant of the people, and they came and they worked on the house of Yahweh of armies. And of course, they were physically building a physical building so they could go in and worship and do the worship, which was terrific. Okay, terrific. But the bottom line is for each one of us to do what, put our hands to whatever the Lord leads us to do to build up His house, to build up the truth, to build up the justice, to build up, you know, peace in this world, okay? So that's how they responded. In the sixth month, the second year of Darius the king, okay? So this is the Lord stirred them up. I love that. Yahweh stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel. He stirred us up. That's exactly what He's done. If you look at the beautiful sign in the heavens, the Aquarius, it's the man with the water pot. It's Jupiter has done this, a loop in, I think it's doing it right now, a loop in Aquarius's belly. It's a stirring. It's a stirring of the waters. It's a stirring of your belly, you know, and you're to move each one of us, get us up and moving so that we are busy about what the Lord wants us to do in this world. All right, number 10, Haggai 2, 3, and 4.
Okay. What message does Haggai have for us in these end times? Who is left among you who saw this house in its former glory? How do you see it now? Is it in your eyes as nothing? Yet now be strong, Zerubbabel, says Yahweh. Be strong, Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest. Be strong, all you people of the land, says Yahweh, and work, for I am with you, says Yahweh of armies. This is the word that I covenant with you when you came out of Egypt, and my spirit lived among you. Don't be afraid.
Amen. All right. So this is the message He has for us in these end times. It looks like it's just nothing. What it says here in verse 3, this is chapter 2, who is left among you who saw this house in its former glory? Who here saw the temple, Solomon's temple, right? And of course, then none of the people, I think, had actually seen the temple. They were all dead and gone. But anyway, you know, you've heard stories, just like you and I have, about the beautiful temple that Solomon had built. And, you know, he says, how do you see it now? Isn't it in your eyes as nothing? And he's like, it's gone. It's gone. It's all been destroyed. And he says, but now be strong. Trust the Lord. Get busy. We can make this happen. In other words, let's get busy. We can make this happen in this world. We can bring righteousness. And what was so cool listening to Bukele in El Salvador, the president of El Salvador, he said that this happened very, very quickly. Very quickly, how it can turn around. And here, you know, we just celebrated President Trump's 6 months in office, and you see that that's the truth. He's turning this around very, very quickly. And I hope that August 1, I hope we see something really cool. I hope we see some rebates. Remember, did you hear him just say the other day that we're going to have rebates for the people? I would love that for it to be August 1. He said, especially the people who really struggled the most, come on, President Trump, let's do it. That would just be help the people so much just to have this off of their shoulders. There's so many people who are so struggling. If, you know, just keep your eyes out for anyone who's really struggling. If, you know, and let's just share whatever we can with people because it's a tough day. People are really, it's been, the groceries still are high, you know, it's just been really, really rough. So let's just help. That can go a long way to encouraging someone just to do the littlest thing, just to help them, just because things are so tight. We're going to get there though. And I hope August 1 we get, hope there's a check in the mail. Oh, or just look at your bank account and there's something in there for you. Oh, wouldn't that be great? Anyway, but here he's saying, you know, I know it was beautiful in the past. I know it was beautiful in the past, and it will be beautiful again. But we've got it. We're going to have to all pull and push and work, and let's get it done. It kind of reminds me of. In my book that I'm writing about the Golden Age, I'm thinking about how the Renaissance was so beautiful, and there was just peace. There was there were so many wonderful things happening as far as the beautiful architecture, the beautiful artwork, the beautiful everything just going nice. The faith, the people were strong in their faith, and people were reading the word, and everyone. So many people had just turned to the Lord in repentance and were walking by faith with the Lord. It was a beautiful time, and you know, that gives you an idea, a little bit of an inkling, what the golden age will be like, because it's just going to be so, it's just going to be beautiful. You know, the buildings here, you drive down the road and it's just, sometimes you'd shake your head. You're like, this place is just needs a facelift so bad. It's going to be nice to see things revived and beautiful and people be healthy and everyone to have the things that they need and all that. So just hang on tight. Let's keep working and then we're going to get there. It's going to be beautiful again, just like the temple was. All right. Number 11. No big crazy words.
Yay. The Lord was saying all the efforts his people have done for 2,700 years since this prophecy had been building and building and building. He is with us and he is leading us by his spirit. And one day when the time is just right, together we will topple the evil empire. What is the Lord saying to us?
Okay, sorry.
Don't give up. Keep fighting evil.
Amen.
Trust the plan.
Amen.
And his kingdom will be established on earth.
Yes. Yeah. Amen. Amen. So I'm sorry, I was answering a question from someone on the chat. Yes. Yes, he is saying, yes, he's saying that exactly. He's saying that we're going to get this done. Yep. Mm-hmm. After all these years, we have been building, and the kingdom has advanced. Despite the fact that the enemy has infiltrated and has misled and done a lot of things that have really hampered, you know, the church. The church has been under attack, and mostly from within, okay? Without and within. But either way, the church has continued to grow and to expand and has been sent throughout the world. Anytime the word of God goes into a place, it's going to have a salvific effect. It's going to purge out evil. Anytime someone reads the word, it's that powerful. God's word is sharper than any two-edged sword. Right? It can cut to the heart of the problem. It can cut to the quick. Right? And so the kingdom has advanced. This is like in Matthew 16:16 from our name of our group, Freedom Force Battalion, it says the kingdom of God has suffered violence, but the violent take it by force. This is the kingdom has advanced no matter what the enemy has done. And so eventually though, where we are in the timeline of history is we're going to topple this evil empire. Okay, so someone had a question. I want to just stop super quick. So Real Ree had a question. This person said, Real Ree said, I'm confused. The Bible tells us the Antichrist is a man and the number of his name is 666. How can it be the New World Order? Can you explain further? And there, I have tons of videos on this, Real Ree. Please go and check out my channel, all my videos over on melissaredpill.com. Just search the word Antichrist or 666 and you'll see several videos on that. If you go through the entire series that we just did, like I was just saying here, we're doing the one right now about the minor prophets, but this one right here, the live studies on end times, if you'll just check that out, it will answer all those questions for you. But we were misled to believe it was a single person. It's not a single person. I'm convinced it's a behemoth. The Bible talks about this behemoth or this beast, and it's a collective. It's a group. But they move as one. They move as a single unit to take over the world, basically, just like the New World Order. And so it's not a single individual. We were misled on that. And this is the number of his name is 666. So they have used the number of man. It says in Revelation 13, verse 18, they've used the number of man, which is 666. The man, number of man is 666 because we were created on the sixth day. We're a tripart being. We stand with the holy angels, which is the 66% of the angels stayed with the Lord. We stand with the Lord. And so they use that as their rallying cry to say, let's destroy humanity because they hate humanity. They work with demons and they want very desperately and are under compunction by the demons that dwell within them to destroy humanity. So they hate humanity. We know that with all the things that they have done to us. Clearly, these people worship Satan. This is a satanic cabal. That's what the Antichrist is this one group. And in 1 Thessalonians, it talks about that it will be revealed who the Antichrist is. Now we realize who our enemy is, the satanic criminal cabal, and we are all joining together to fight them. I hope that helps. I wanted to take a minute out to just answer that question. So, all right, so back to what we were saying here is that to just hang on tight and we will topple that evil empire. Okay, clearly it talks about this in the book of Daniel, how it's this monster with iron teeth. Daniel, I think it's chapter 9, might be chapter 7, where it's got the four beasts and the one is stronger and more ruthless and more terrifying than the other beasts. And it has these iron teeth and claws. And so this is this, it's not a single person, clearly. It's this huge New World Order criminal cabal. All right, so number 12, go ahead and please read that one for us, Miss Tammy.
Okay, you will love this next part. The Lord will shake the nations, cabal of evildoers, of all their treasures. The glory of our future will be far greater than any glory we have experienced in the past. And to top it all off, he will bring peace. That's what Haggai was trying to tell us. Check it out. What are some of the specific promises? For this is what Yahweh of armies says, yet once more it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens, the earth, the sea, and the dry land. And I will shake all nations, the treasures of all nations will come, and I will fill this house with glory, says Yahweh of armies. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, says Yahweh of armies. The latter glory of this house will be greater than the former, says Yahweh of armies.
Yes.
And in this place, I will give peace, yes, says Yahweh of armies.
Yay. Amen. Oh, I'm so excited. So he was talking about the temple, how beautiful it was. The temple of Solomon was absolutely beautiful. And they did have, you know, some, well, during Solomon's time, that's when they had the civil war and it kind of broke down. But before that, you know, they had really days of peace under his father, David. And so he's saying that, but this future house, the millennial kingdom of Christ, the golden age, the 1,000 years of peace on earth will be greater than the former. It'll be greater than David's and Solomon's time. It'll be greater than Josiah's time. If you know about Josiah, remember I was telling you about the books. These are all these Bible stories you may not have even heard about, but Josiah is one that is in this book. This is biblical. You know, it'll be greater than Josiah's time, which was a time of peace. It'll be greater than the Renaissance. It'll be greater than anything we've ever experienced on earth. We've been working toward this day, building God's house for all these years. And looking here, it says, I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land. I will shake the nations. When he means nations, he's talking about the word is actually Nazis, as in this criminal cabal who have stolen all this from us. They've taken and taken and taken and taken. And we now realize we're not poor just, you know, because they have literally stolen from us all of our lives. And they've kept the pay scale suppressed on purpose to keep us pinched down financially. Anyway, the treasures of all of this, the Nazis, the criminal cabal, will come and I will fill this house with glory. And it's, again, don't think of a building. It's great to have a beautiful building. Beautiful buildings are great. But what good is a beautiful building if the people don't have food? What good is a beautiful building if the people are struggling and there's no peace and they can't even lay their head down because they're afraid someone's going to kill them or damage their health? All right, so he's saying that this beautiful world will be filled with glory. That's what he's talking about. The treasures of all the nations will come. As it says many times, every chapter is going to talk about, like last week, I think it was it loot the silver, plunder the gold? Was that the one from last week? Maybe that's Nahum. Anyway, every chapter is going to talk about the gold coming back to us, coming back to the people so that they have the things that they need. That's the point, is that everyone will have what they need. And the latter glory of this house will be greater than the former. Yay. All right, so that's where we're headed. Every one of the minor prophets says that. They don't say that we're going to be destroyed. They don't say that we're going to, our destruction is inevitable. They don't say that we will lose. They don't say that. They say we will win and these people will be gone and we will have beautiful days on earth. Don't you love the minor prophets? Yes. I love the minor prophets. I love the minor prophets. Okay. Yes. All right. Thank you, minor prophets. Haggai wanted them and us not to focus on the building fund or the physical building. What did he want us to focus on? Okay. So we're going to read this part in chapter 2, verses 14 and 15.
Then Haggai answered, So is this people, and so is this nation before me, says Yahweh, and so is every work of their hands. That which they offer there is unclean. Now, please consider from this day and backward, before a stone was laid on a stone in Yahweh's temple.
Yes. All right. Yes, amen. Sorry, I was getting focusing on trying to help CamCom. Trying to get an answer over on the chat. It's trying to hard to manage both things. Anyway, so is this people, so is this nation, and so is every work of their hands. That which they offer there is unclean. Now, everything that they've done, we know these people are, we don't just have a difference of opinion from them. These people literally work against us. They work against humanity. They literally have joined with demons. They have committed the unpardonable sin, which is to take in demons. They've done the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. They've cast out the Holy Spirit. They've taken in the demonic spirits. Every work of their hands is unclean. Every work of their hands is unclean evil. This is who we're fighting. This is not someone that we can find any agreement with. This is not someone we can find any reconciliation with. Those people who have literally sided with demons must be cast out. That's just all there is to it. They must go to prison. Just like Bukele was talking about the MS-13. They have to be put in prison. They can't be allowed to be with normal society because they have joined with demons. They've done these evil things. So consider this from this day and backward, before a stone was laid on a stone in Yahweh's temple. Consider what it was like before the building, and recognize that, thank God, we live in this day where there have been so many who've gone before us, who've built stone upon stone upon stone upon stone, and here we're building on top of what they have done to complete this beautiful house called the Lord's house in the world, this beautiful world. So this is where we are in humanity, that we are getting to, we're really actually putting the capstone on the pyramid, to be honest. They try to use all of our beautiful symbolism and they steal it from us. And they're like, they thought that the capstone on the pyramid would be their final ability to destroy humanity because they answer to demons, right? That's what the demons want. But no, the wonderful truth is that Jesus is the cornerstone. And when it's not, don't think of a cornerstone like on a corner of a building and it's like a square building. I think it's a pyramid. And he's in the middle. He's in the middle, and that we are fitted around him. The Bible talks about that we are living stones, that we are fitted around him. And we're just imagine all of us fitted around him to make this beautiful pyramid, and that we are finishing this job to usher in his kingdom. So beautiful. So exciting. All right. So, but these people, we now know who we're fighting. This is where the church really, I just pray in Jesus' name, they'll wake up and realize that we are fighting. These are the demons that we're fighting. I don't know if they will. Either way, we're awake. Whoever's awake, you know. And I do have found more people who are more open to the message now. So just please keep praying, and thank you for all the support you're doing. I really appreciate you guys helping me over on X to share all this information. I really appreciate it. Right here is my ex, Melissa Redpill, and we've actually doubled our size. I know we got canned from X, and now we've started over, and all of a sudden we've started to really, really grow, and I really appreciate everything everyone's doing to help to share. Every time you comment, even if you just go put a heart or a thumbs up in the comment section, that helps us to get the truth out about end times. So thank you so much for all you're doing there. All right, the last one is, see, Haggai's easy. Haggai's easy. And it was just two little short chapters. Okay, read the last part of Haggai 2.
Okay. Speak to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, saying, I will shake the heavens and the earth. I will overthrow the thrones of kingdoms. I will destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the nations. I will overthrow the chariots and those who ride in them. The horses and their riders will come down, everyone by the sword of his brother. In that day, says Yahweh of armies, I will take you, Zerubbabel, my servant, the son of Zelatiel, says Yahweh, and will make you like a signet ring, for I have chosen you, says Yahweh of armies.
Amen. We're going to overthrow them, you guys. You see that? He says, I'll destroy the strength of the New World Order. I will destroy this Antichrist system. I'll destroy these anti-freedom, anti-love, mm-hmm. anti-justice, anti-goodness, all these people who want evil to happen and houses to be burned down. I'm going to destroy their strength. And we're seeing it. Do you guys see it? Everybody here, tell me, give me the thumbs up if you see it. It's so beautiful to see their system falling down. It's just wonderful. Thank you, President Trump, for all that he's doing, right? And he mm-hmm. says, I'll overthrow the chariots and those who ride on them. It's not like mm-hmm. Nancy Pants and mm-hmm. Shifty Shift and this week Brennan. Did y'all see that? The Brennan and all this getting exposed, right? All this happening, they're being brought down. Comey, Schumer and just all of these are being brought down. He's overthrowing all those chariots and those who ride on them. And of course, the top, the ones at the top, even above, Obama, we're talking about the bloodlines. All these ones who control these politicians. And they're the ones who are being overthrown. All these chariots and those who ride on them. The horses and their riders will come down. Everyone by the sword of his brother. Isn't that awesome? So excited. And the Lord has given us a signet ring. A signet ring is the ring of authority. Okay. So when a king would send a letter, he would have the wax that would close the envelope and it would be, he would put his signet ring in that hot wax. And so everyone knew that you couldn't open this letter. This was a letter from the king, and you better not open it unless you are the party to whom it was written. Okay. And so that's the signet ring, is the ring of authority. We have the authority. The Lord has chosen us to do this amazing job of bringing down this evil kingdom. So very, very exciting. All right. And I think there's one last thing. Was one other thing. I thought I had one more. Okay. No, it was in the answer key. Basically, I was just talking about the next chapter, which is talking about the Hosea. If you haven't read Hosea, buckle up. That is the mm-hmm. wildest book in the whole Bible, but we'll get to that for next week, so make sure you do your homework on that. But yes, isn't that awesome? Are y'all seeing a pattern? Every mm-hmm. one of the minor prophets' books ends in talking about how we're going to defeat them. No doubt about it. These are the books right here. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to add to it that we're reading the WEB, the World English version. But, if you look it up in several different other types of books too, because sometimes they speak more clearer to you than
right.
what we're reading.
Right. But, right.
But it's very, it's different versions for me, and sometimes it's different versions.
Yes.
Suddenly I see something. So I like to study.
Yes.
A lot of different versions.
Thank you for saying that. Yes. In order to, we don't have the license to use the NLT. I really like the NLT version, but we don't have the license to use that. So we use the public domain World English Bible for in the book. But anyway, so if sometimes it's confusing, you might want to read this in the NLT. Thank you for saying that. So for example, here's the last two verses in Haggai. So we just read them in the World English Bible, which is good, which is a very good version, but it's got maybe some bigger words or whatever. Yeah. On that day, the Lord sent this message to Haggai, tell Zerubbabel, the governor of Judah, that I'm about to shake the heavens and the earth. I will overthrow royal thrones and destroy the power of foreign kingdoms. I'll overturn their chariots and riders. Their horses will fall and their riders will kill each other. And that's what mm-hmm. we're happening is they're going to fight each other, the criminal cabal will. And when this happens, says the Lord of Heaven's armies, I will honor you, Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, my servant. I will make you like a signet ring on my finger, says the Lord, for I have chosen you. The Lord of Heaven's armies has spoken. So, it is, it's the same. It's just maybe a little more flowery in the World English Bible. But yeah, I love this. Bottom line, he's overthrowing these who've said they're the royalty. They're not the royalty. The Lord is the royalty. He's the king of the world, and we will rule and reign with him. Isn't that awesome? I love it. Yeah. I love it. All right. So I hope that was helpful. I hope that you guys are enjoying this. I hope that you are seeing how this has been so helpful for to understand the minor prophets. I just never had really spent the time. And I think it was when I finally realized that the New World Order was the Antichrist, was the beast, and that's the Rosetta Stone. Once you know that, then the entire, all the minor prophets make absolute sense. The book of Revelation makes absolute sense. It really just makes it all come together. All right, one other quick thing before we go. This is the MyPillow. Don't forget to go and support Mike Lindell, all that he's done. They have the Giza sheets on now for $49.98. They have the Percale, I think, for $29.98. Any size, you guys. Let's just support them as much as we possibly can. It's just a wonderful, wonderful what he has done, and he's just taken it on the chin. I heard that he's lost 1,000 employees. And it's all, he was doing so great financially, he didn't have to do any of this. So let's all support him. The slippers are on for $39.98. The pillows, the famous pillows, are on for basically $20. The kitchen towels, I love my kitchen towels. I love them, $9.99. The dog beds, the next generation energy drinks, the beach towels. I love my pillow topper. Just love all of the things that they have. So let's all support them. MyPillow.com/Melly. All right, let's pray. Again, Lord, we praise you. We thank you. We praise you that you are the king. You are the royalty. And that we are going to have this royal job on this earth to rule and reign with you. What an honor. And Lord, I thank you that we are building your house. Thank you for all these wonderful patriots who are with me on this channel who are working every day. What an honor it is to work alongside each one of them and to fulfill the job that you've given each one of us to do. We praise you and we thank you that you have bought all of this, as I said before, with your own blood, that you have chosen us for this day, that you have stirred up your spirit in us so that we would be busy doing your will on this earth. And thank you, Lord, that you will overthrow all these riders and these chariots, and they're going to be gone from us. We praise you and thank you. We bless your name. I pray for Mike Lindell and for President Trump and for all those on the front lines fighting so hard. We just trust that in your perfect time, all this will get done. And we just love you and bless your name, Jesus. Amen. All right, I got to show y'all my little girl. Come here, show everybody how cute you are. She just woke up. Her big brother. Did you guys hear? This is Bella. I want you to see. She's getting so big. She just loves to sit and listen to mommy as I do my videos. Sit beside me. See how big she's getting? Let me see. Raise her up. Da 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 da. Da da da. Anyway, so yeah, can you tell? Can you tell she's bigger? This is Bella. My husband calls her Peanut. So, okay, y'all can tell me in the chat. Do you want her name to be Peanut? Or Bella. All right. She hears her big brother. I'm going to go. I'm going to jet out of here. Thank you, guys. I'll see you tomorrow morning at 11, right, on our regular show. And I think that's it. Is there anything else, Miss Tammy?
We're good.
Okay. I'll see you tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Okay? And then don't forget to do your homework, and I will see you soon. Love you guys. We'll talk to you later.